On an afternoon not long ago, I decided to take a taxi instead of the metro due to the hot weather. Unexpectedly, I was stuck in a huge traffic jam. After driving along the viaduct for some time, the car became slower and slower. I did not mind that at all in the beginning, because taking a taxi was much more comfortable than taking a bus. I even took out my cell phone and played a level of a game. But when I returned from the game to reality, I found I was still on the same viaduct. I started to become anxious. On the one hand, I was bored. On the other hand, the taxi kept the meter running when stationary, and so the traffic jam would cost me more than a dozen yuan extra. After a while, the taxi had moved only a few hundred meters forward. There was a time when I even wanted to get out of the car and walk. However, it was a dangerous thing to walk on high-speed lanes, given the fact that the congestion had occurred on a viaduct. Ultimately, I had no other option but to wait. My anxiety started to grow, and time seemed to go by more slowly. It wasn't until half an hour later that the taxi managed to exit from the viaduct. It turned out that a serious accident had occurred around the exit. A truck rolled over at the middle of the lane, causing a serious traffic jam. Finally, I arrived at my destination 1 hour later than expected, at a doubled taxi fare. The dual loss in time and money made me frustrated. It seems, after all, that the subway is a more appropriate means of transportation for me. It only costs 1/10 of a taxi's fare, without causing concerns about traffic congestion.